And this is Kari's writing, so I will be reading it for her. What is peace? According to Webster's Dictionary, peace is a state of tranquility, quiet, calm, freedom from civil disobedience, a state of security, being secure within a community, freedom from oppression, strife, and disorder, in harmony, in personal relations, untroubled by conflict, agitation, or commotion. When I say the word peace, what is the first thing that comes to your mind? What do you think of? One picture some of you might have is a picture of a loving mother looking into the face of her sleeping baby. Notice I said sleeping baby. After having the grandkids around for a while, we are going back to knowing that all too familiar feeling of non-sleeping baby. We can fake peace to others on the outside, but we know what is really on the inside, and sometimes it's anything but real peace. Have you ever been asked, how can you be so calm at a time like this? You made it look good, but on the inside, you were in total turmoil. That's not real peace. Genuine peace doesn't take a lot of physical effort. You don't have to look in the mirror and repeat several times, I have peace, I have peace, I have peace. It's not like that. That's what causes ulcers. If you have to convince yourself that you have peace, then you probably don't have it yet. But you'll get there. How is this possible? Because of Jesus Christ. He was our best example. That's why the scripture refers to him as the Prince of Peace. He didn't have to conjure it up. While he was on earth, he walked in it every day, knowing who he was and knowing who his Father was. He proved it by his character. For instance, take the following examples. He was sound asleep on the boat in the middle of a storm. He was calm, cool, and collected when feeding the 5,000. He was not rattled after Jairus' daughter died, and he raised her from the dead. Same thing when he raised his good friend Lazarus from the dead. Jesus, in his last big conversation with his disciples before his crucifixion, said to them, "Peace I leave with you. My peace I give to you. Not as the world gives do I give it to you. Let not your heart be troubled, neither let it be afraid." John 14:27. How is it that Jesus could give his disciples peace when he was about to suffer on Calvary, and his disciples would soon go through the worst experiences of their lives up to that time? Even though he went through unimaginable pain and suffered during his unjust arrest, trial, and crucifixion, he not once lost his cool. Talk about a time to lose your peace.